In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. No, says the Lord, do not forgive. Seven times. But 70 times seven. Today, in the Mass, we are reminded of the importance of our threefold arms in the spiritual combat, of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But today, another note is added as well. It would seem that the lesson which our Lord wishes to impart to us today is at an end, and it is only at that moment that Peter interjects, "How many times should I forgive my brother if he sins against me?" Even seven times? To which our Lord responds, not seven, but 70 times seven. Those who know the scripture know that our Lord, by these words, is in fact, at this moment, finally tearing down that great law of vengeance, which has existed since the beginning of mankind. If we trace the beginnings of sin, we find in the third chapter of Genesis, we have the original sin, the sin of prideful disobedience of our first parents. Man then quickly descends into sin for the next generation. In the next chapter of Genesis, finds mankind now plunged into the sin of brotherly hatred and murder. Man continues his quick descent right up until the time of the flood, for immediately after the murder of Abel by Cain, we hear of a descendant of Cain, Lamech, who has now introduced the sin of polygamy. And he declares to his two wives that there is now a law of vengeance that reigns in the world. For he says, if Cain is avenged sevenfold, Lamech will be avenged 70 times sevenfold. This is the law which will be recognized by all peoples in all places, until the time of our Lord. As the ancient Romans would say, do ut des. I give, so you give. Tit for tat. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. If you do me well, I will do good to you. If you do me ill, then I will visit wickedness upon you. This is as far as man can get in his concept of justice. Render to each according to his works. Our Lord comes and from the moment of the Sermon on the Mount declares to us that this law of justice is insufficient. We must, he says, love our enemies. We must do good to those who persecute us. If we do good only to those who do good to us, what reward shall we have for that? Far greater to love every man as we love ourselves. And the apostle, who has learned so well this law of love, will echo it in his own writings, saying that in doing so, in doing good to those who do evil to us, praying for our persecutors, this is the great law of Christian vengeance. Yes, he dares to speak in this way, saying that we must always do good to those who do evil to us. In so doing, he says, you shall heap coals upon your enemy's head. Do not render evil for evil, but overcome evil by good. This is the challenge of the great Christian code. Not sufficient for us to obtain eternal life if we simply render to each as we see fit. No, the Christian must imitate our Savior, who has forgiven all men 70 times, 7 times, who has forgiven all the sins of the world, who has taken away that edict of death, which was rightfully ours because of sin. He has nailed it to the cross. And so by his death and by his sufferings at the hands of sinners, our forgiveness is obtained. No, if we are truly Christ followers, we must never render evil for evil. We must do good to all men, pray for our enemies, love them. For this is the will of Christ for our sanctification and for eternal life. Amen.